Hello, everyone, and welcome to a surprise episode of Work Experience Podcast. I've snuck into this recording studio while the production crew are on their weekend break, hence why there's no intro track and no sound effects. I don't know how to make any of those work, but I am excited to be sharing with you this special episode, which is really only going to be available to those of you who have either subscribed through one of the podcast apps or are connected through our Facebook page at Work Experience Podcast. We only have two things to address today. One is a very important piece of correspondence that's come through to us here at the show from a friend, young Tom McCracken, who, whilst his complaint may seem frivolous, he rightly points out that the concern that through this platform we might be inadvertently advising a generation of young people in the Uniting Church the incorrect name of our whistle sound effect. That's right, Tom's really addressing the big issues here. Tom tells us that we are using a siren whistle effect, and that apparently in episode one, I referred to it as a tin whistle. Phew, I'm glad we've got that corrected. I apologize to all the whistle aficionados in the audience. I assure you that if that sound effect returns for week two, I will refer to it correctly. Now that that's out of the way, this special episode is actually an opportunity to share an interview I had with two young women who actually were here doing work experience, not with me, but with my colleague Mark Zernzak. And this interview was recorded about a month before the podcast went live. So we really didn't know where we would be. We didn't realize that this podcast will have catapulted us into worldwide fame, although not so much in America. And these young women I offered to interview them on a podcast that was yet to be launched, and they were so enthusiastic. And I wanted to share that with you. They spent a week here with the Social Justice Cluster and our research colleague Mark Zernzak. I think it's research and policy. And so those of you who remember our org chart, Mark is in the parallel cluster within the stream within the unit, I think. Again, none of you care. But these young women, Zoe and Freya, we sat down over a coffee at the end of their work experience week, and let's have a listen. We're really lucky today to be joined by two young women who are actually doing work experience this week. So I thought in a special bonus episode, we might have a chat to them about their experience. So ladies, friends, why don't you introduce yourself to the audience?
Hi, my name is Zoe. I'm 16 years old and I go to Cornish College.
Hi, my name's Freya. I'm 15 years old and I go to Cornish College as well.
Excellent. Thank you. Welcome. And thank you so much for joining us. For those at home, we're recording this discussion before the podcast has even been launched. So it's a massive risk. Either we will be internet sensations or we will be the only people that ever hear this conversation. So
pretty much.
I'm curious, why are you here? Why did you choose to come and do work experience here?
Well, don't know about Zoe, but I am very interested in social justice issues around the world, and I have also I also like to make a difference in my community, and this placement has allowed me to do that.
For me, so at our school, Freya and I are social justice captains, so I thought doing work experience here would be I'd be able to expand my knowledge on different social justice topics to bring back to my school and be able to use that to the school's benefit.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a quick question. As social justice captains, do you get a badge?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. We get gold. Shiny on the on
wow.
The
it's gold. It's cool.
Is it it's like rewarding. When I was at high school a long time ago, the house captains were the cool kids. And then the school captains, which I was, were not as cool. Where would the social justice captain sit in that sort of ladder? Right at the top?
All the way at the bottom.
Oh, the bottom. Okay.
I was going to say the top. I don't know where you're coming from, but personally, I think right at the top. Like, social justice captains, everyone knows who we are. Like,
Excellent.
We get to speak at assemblies a lot.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. All right. So you're here and you're working with the social justice cluster.
Yes.
What? Yeah. And you've been. This is Friday afternoon. You've been here all week. What have you been doing?
Researching social justice issues, such as alcohol-related crimes, human rights abuse against Christians around the globe, and a few other strange events that have been happening in Australia.
Yep. What's one of the strange events?
One of the strange events that I never knew about is that would be the Sri Lankan foreign minister coming to visit someone who was under trial for cannabis production, which was interesting because we didn't quite understand why, for a good reason, the foreign minister of Sri Lanka would come to visit a little town in New South Wales while a man from that little town was under trial for cannabis production. It's just dodgy. So that was cool to investigate. It was difficult because there wasn't that much information on it. Because it was, like I said, it was only a small town in New South Wales, but it was cool to see. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. That sounds, everyone assumes work experience is basically just stapling and shredding and making cups of tea. You've done that as well, I hope?
Well, I mean, I was having a blast yesterday. We were stamping the envelopes and then we put labels on it to see what it's going to go to. That was really fun.
Yeah, perfect. That was a highlight. That was a highlight.
Yeah.
That was cool. And then we ran out of envelopes
and that was really sad.
Yeah.
All right, now, pop quiz, questions without notice.
Oh, no.
As social justice captains and now having some work experience working with the social justice cluster here, I've got some issues that I think are worthy of the church's attention and society more broadly.
Yes.
And I want you to give me a mark, say, one, very important, two, maybe important once we've tackled, you know, climate and asylum seekers and that sort of thing.
Okay.
And three, not important.
Okay.
Okay?
Sorry,
one, very important.
Yeah.
Two, maybe next week. Three, not important. Okay.
Okay, let's go. So okay. Three's like never.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
The first one is the Pringles can is now smaller than it used to be and my hand doesn't fit in. One,
seriously?
Two or three?
One.
Yeah. One.
No. One?
That broke my heart.
That's an issue.
Fantastic.
That's an issue. Like, how are you meant to get to the good stuff at the bottom?
Fantastic.
You can't, and I don't want to make a mess because I don't want my brother know that I've been eating them.
Yeah. I also
when
don't
they're
want
his.
To do some washing up. So, like, I would rather just use the can and then put it in the recycling. Mm.
Fantastic.
Yeah, one.
Okay. What about the fact that they changed the shapes recipe and the world reacted and they brought back the original?
And that's... Yeah.
But they still stock the sort of mutant, like, variation things. I don't understand how we can let
it's
them get away with
that.
It's
a very bad business decision because
yep.
I now don't really like shapes because of that. And I really liked barbecue shapes, but now I don't because of the new recipe.
See, like, it was just a bust. It wasn't... They got no benefit out of it besides wasting their money. No... Why fix something that isn't broken? Shapes were going
Preach.
Well. Shapes were going well. Like, everyone loved it. And then they just came in with these new flavours. And it's just... No one liked them. And now... Yeah, why are they even stocking them still? Like, I don't understand.
Mm.
These at least they brought back the original thing.
Also, the cheese one hasn't come back. The original hasn't come back. So, I mean...
We got some issues. That is definitely a one. Another
one.
One,
yeah.
You're going to need another week of work experience here. Because I bet you weren't researching these.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No, we weren't. These are the issues that need to be tackled.
Like now.
Yeah.
And what do you think about this whole shopping bag, zero plastic thing and the idea that maybe... The supermarkets are finding a way to scam more money out of us by just selling semi-reusable bags rather than the wasteful single-use bags.
Well, I have a funny story about this.
Yes.
So I was using the reusable bags, so I got one, and we used it like three times, and then I was carrying milk in it, and then handle fell off, and the milk was like, it's in the kitchen, so it's okay. But, like, the milk was all over the place.
Well, it's
mess.
Actually not okay.
Yeah.
Like, that's just milk gone to waste.
They scammed us.
I think getting rid of plastic is a good idea, but if your bag's only going to last 3 turns,
I reckon
they need to do something about that. Because 3 turns is good enough.
Bags are good.
Oh, there we are. When this podcast is in no way sponsored by Coles. Now, like, I agree, single-use plastic, we need a solution.
Yes.
But can we all agree that paper straws are an evil scourge on the nation?
Oh, they just, I was just having my smoothie the other night, you know, while watching MasterChef, because I need a, you know.
That's two MasterChef plugs.
We love MasterChef,
yeah,
right?
It's a good show.
Yeah.
And then, so I have one of those paper straws because we didn't have any plastic ones. I'm like, wow, this is going to have to do, right? And then it just starts dissolving. Like, it just starts bending and, like, you can't even sip through it because it joins into one thing or whatever you call it.
Yeah.
Good for an Instagram, nothing else.
There's a tip.
You get the Instagram, take it out, get a plastic one.
Yeah.
Or just drink it. Much.
Just drink it. That might be the tip. Just drink it.
Just don't get straws.
Use your mouth.
Or, like, people put straws in, like, tea or something, and then that does, like, something to the straw. Doesn't, like, the chemicals come off and stuff? I always get really scared that I'm going to poison myself.
I think really the chemicals on a paper straw are probably the least concerning chemicals you're ingesting.
Yeah. You'd be surprised if that worries.
Caffeine, yeah. Whatever they put in butter to make it yellow, all those things.
I've never thought about that before.
Yeah.
Like yellow food dye?
Well,
ew.
I think margarine's black until they add colour. I've heard that.
Whoa.
I'm not an expert. Audience.
How much yellow dye
maybe,
black to get it to yellow.
Yeah, maybe the audience use our mailbag to let us know.
Yeah.
I haven't set that up yet because the podcast isn't live, but you will have heard me talk about the mailbag email in previous episodes. So if you know about margarine colouring, hit up the mailbag and let us know, and we'll hear about that next season. All right, ladies, last question. That we've got planned. You've spent a week doing work experience.
Yes.
And I want to tell you that when I did work experience back in the year 2000.
Ooh, my brother was born.
Don't tell me that. That makes me feel old. When I did it, I went and did a week with an ophthalmic surgeon who does, like, eye surgery stuff.
Oh, did you see it?
Yes, I got to shoot cataracts off with a laser. It's not okay. I had to sign a waiver.
At a work experience, your first time doing, I don't think you should be.
I would be very scared.
It was Sydney. It was a different world. It was before 9/11. Things like that could happen.
Yeah. Right.
But what I wanna confess is that when I finished that, I never pursued work or study in that area. So, what have you learned this week? What do you hope might happen as a result of your time here?
Okay,
you go, Freya.
Thank you. I have learnt many things, one of which, how my view of the industry and global politics has changed. Has changed because of research and assignments we have been tasked. But also because this type of stuff that we're researching, it's got an impact on, like, Australia and the globe, but, like, mainly Australia, or technically Victoria. So it's quite interesting. And we also had, like, a meeting on Tuesday, and I felt really unimportant, like, really unimportant, like, very, very far down the food chain, because I was, like, the Department of Health and all them, and I was like, hi, I'm a student.
Did you wear your social justice captain badge?
That would have been a good idea. That probably would have.
Yeah.
That would have looked good on my jacket as well.
Okay.
Like a little bit pop.
What have I learnt? I feel like my main takeaway from this week, as it is Friday, has been there are a lot of important people behind the scenes that make change happen. As Frey was saying with the meeting, there were a lot of significant organisations and companies like Cancer Council, St Vincent's Hospital, La Trobe Uni,
Monash Uni.
Yeah. Vic Health, all them, that are coming together and making small changes that then, when you look at it in the scheme of things, they've made so many little changes that have all that are all actually really significant. And I never realized, you just, when you're a student, I'm only 16, you don't really think about, oh, I wonder who made that change within the system. You kind of just like, that happened, okay, moving on. So that was kind of an eye-opener to how much work goes into all these decisions that are made.
Yeah, and there was one thing that we were doing through the week. It was like, there's a new law coming in where you can't pay for something with $10,000 or over in cash. And that was quite interesting because I was looking it up and there wasn't like, there was quite a bit on it, but there was about the new law and about how people didn't like it because it was like going to hurt the like tax building evasion. Industry and tax, it's, no, not, it's like hurt the building industry because they pay a lot in cash. And that
cashies,
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, and yeah. Then there's also like places that if you pay in cash, then you get less tax on it. Like you get a discount or something because you're not on EFTPOS.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But also like it's about like money laundering. So we're going to reduce the amount of money laundering now that's in the tax, which evasion. Is good.
Yeah, so that was interesting to learn about because we don't learn about these things in school. We just learn about brief, kind of scratching the surface stuff, I guess.
I'm very glad I've done global politics this week.
Yeah.
It's a very good subject.
Go global.
All right. Well, I think that'll do for us today. Thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
Would you, for all our audience who are in year 9 and 10, shout out to the homies, would you recommend work experience? Is it a good opportunity? What would you say to the aspiring 14-year-olds in our massive audience?
Yes, and if you come to where we've done work experience, they usually shout you lunch. So
and there's also a really good cafe downstairs. Good coffees, really good coffees.
Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah.
Thank you, ladies. And we will talk to you again, audience, on the next episode of Work Experience.
I hope you did enjoy our chat with Freya and Zoe, and thank you to them for being willing to take a punt on this little podcast project. All that's left to do now is to tell you that I'm really excited about what's coming up in week 2. We're going to take a special focus on inclusion and hospitality in youth ministries, talking to some experts around how we might make our ministries, programs, communities more welcoming to those on the edges who may not traditionally find our youth ministries a safe place. So tune in for that. Of course, we'll be regularly checking in with the library and learning what is lit or quit, plus so much more. So make sure you join me for week 2.